Welcome to What in God's Name, Short Form. We're here to help you understand our common life using moral language, moral concepts, and moral frameworks in shows that are short, 7 minutes or less. Today's show, Civic Friendship to Civic Enmity. What you need to understand about this moral shift in our common life. What we want to help you understand today is a moral shift in our society from civic friendship to civic enmity. Our way into seeing this shift is through the recent story of our government's security breach on the messaging app Signal. First, a brief summary of the story. Jeffrey Goldberg, editor of The Atlantic, was accidentally included in a group chat on the messaging app Signal. This group included the vice president, the secretary of defense, the secretary of homeland security, and others. The group was assembled to communicate about a U.S. military operation against Houthi rebels, an Iranian-supported group in Yemen that has disrupted global shipping in the Red Sea. Fearing that he was being lured into a hoax, Goldberg was at first skeptical that the group was genuine. After Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth texted details of the military operation to the group, and the events he described were later verified as having happened, Goldberg reached out to the administration and received confirmation that yes, in fact, he had been mistakenly included in the texts. Goldberg then reported, in a story in The Atlantic, what had happened. In his reporting, Goldberg consulted with people familiar with high-level governmental and operational communications. Those sources confirmed the seriousness of this security breach. This story continues to develop. A part of this story, aside from its national security dimension, is the response of the administration and its supporters to Jeffrey Goldberg and The Atlantic. The administration and its supporters' response to Jeffrey Goldberg raises a moral question having to do with friends and enemies in a Republican form of government. Jonathan Chait, writing in The Atlantic, imagines the world as it ought to be, where the administration and its supporters are outraged by the security breach. In contrast is the world we live in. In the world we live in, the administration and its supporters are outraged at Jeffrey Goldberg and The Atlantic, not at the security breach itself. Mike Waltz, the national security advisor who put the group text together, told Laura Ingraham on Fox that Goldberg is, quote, the bottom scum of journalists, end quote. Also on Fox News, Jesse Waters said, quote, this wouldn't surprise me if Goldberg sneaked his way in. He's the lowest of the low, end quote. These comments fit into the broader picture laid out by the MAGA world and echoed in the comment section on Breitbart, which I read so you don't have to. The broader picture laid out that says journalists are, quote, enemies of the people. What are we to make of all this? What in this story is just the usual kind of political posturing that both major parties engage in, and so therefore we can dismiss? And what in this story needs our attention, needs our moral examination and judgment, needs us to recognize as an important shift in our culture? First, what we can ignore. We can ignore the hypocrisy. Galling as it is to have people who condemned Hillary Clinton for her handling of classified material on a private server, to have those same people now say, you know, nothing to see here, no big deal. Galling as that is, hypocrisy is not the primary moral threat. The primary moral threat is the continuing shift to a society framed by the friend-enemy binary. Let me say this again. This is the main idea. The primary moral threat is the continuing shift within our culture, within the media, even within ourselves as we absorb these things. This shift to a society framed by the friend-enemy binary. The primary moral threat is framing domestic politics and more broadly domestic American societal and cultural debates as warfare. We are shifting from being fellow citizens connected by bonds of civic friendship to being righteous culture warriors fighting the enemy within. Here's the difference. Fellow citizens connected by bonds of civic friendship have disagreements, but the bonds of civic friendship are bigger than the disagreements and contain the disagreements. Cultural warriors who are fighting the enemy within see their job as defeating the enemy at all costs. It's a war. As this friend-enemy binary hardens within our collective imagination of how we relate to one another as Americans, it changes the kinds of behaviors we hold as praiseworthy and the behaviors we hold as blameworthy. Jeffrey Goldberg is not universally praised for exposing a significant security breach that put Americans at risk. He is blamed for it. And he is blamed because, to the administration we elected and its followers, he, his profession, and his magazine are the enemy. It's a simple shift from civic friendship to civic enmity, but it changes everything. What then can we do? The friend-enemy binary is an idea. It's an idea that succeeds only if you and I allow it to shape how we act towards other people in our daily interactions. As historian Tim Snyder reminds us, here are two things you can do. Make eye contact and small talk when you're out in public. And second, put your body in unfamiliar places with unfamiliar people. Small things like this make a difference. Every interaction we have in public spaces helps create a civil society. We have the power as ordinary people to bring back civic friendship. Foreground your ordinary connections in everyday life, not politics. It's by our ordinary connections that we will build civic friendship and make a future together as a self-governing people. This has been What in God's Name Short Form, a production of the S1 Project. If you like what you heard today and think it might be helpful to share with a friend, please do. Check us out and get our newsletter at s1project.org. I'm Pastor Christopher Owen. We'll be back with more soon.